President Obama came to Charlotte today as part of a week-long Tax Week pitch aimed at working women. The president spoke with a gathering of women bloggers about working-class tax credits, education, and equal pay. WFAE's Ben Bradford was also there. He joins me now. Ben, why did the president choose to do this event?
Yeah, well, the White House framed it as part of this push by the president for his budget proposal announced back in February. That's his chance to set the conversation about what Congress should spend money on, since they actually have to pass appropriations bills.
Both chambers of Congress, of course, now controlled by Republicans.
Right. And so that's what makes part of this, partially makes this event so interesting, is that the president began by advocating for the expansion of these two tax credits, right? One of them is the earned income tax credit. The other is the child care credit. And he made his pitch for those.
I want to cut taxes for more than 5 million middle class families who need help paying for child care. I want to cut taxes for more than 8 million families and students who need help paying for college. I want to cut taxes to help 30 million workers save for retirement. I want to cut taxes for 13 million low-wage workers.
Now, you know, what does that sound like? I mean, it doesn't sound so much like a policy speech. And when you add into that, that we haven't seen a lot of support from Republicans for that those tax credits to get expanded in the 3 months the president's been talking about this. You know, after they took control in November, there was some talk between the president and some members, some of the leaders in the Republican Party, of creating a budget compromise. That's largely faded at this point. So this felt a bit more like a campaign than a policy call. And the president followed that particular clip that we just played by criticizing a Republican plan to repeal the estate tax.
Here in North Carolina, it would benefit precisely 120 households for $270 billion, which is the cost approximately of the tax breaks I'm giving to 44 million people.
What was the reaction to the audience on that?
Yeah, you know, generally they were supportive throughout the event. It was moderated by Lisa Stone, who's an executive at women's media company She Knows. And Stone told me yesterday that the questions weren't screened, but it was clearly a supportive crowd. So listen to this question.
Hi, my name is Colette Forrest, and I'm a single parent here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I used to receive a child care voucher, so I know how important it is. But when the Republicanly controlled legislature took over, we lost it. How can you help us?
Well, now this was not a plant, but it so happens that we're actually proposing, as part of my budget package, to triple the child credit.
So, you know, you can see that that's kind of follows, it's sort of the sense that you got from the audience, and it kind of follows what he was there to talk about. And, you know, these women in the audience are influencers. They're in blogging or social media for women, and their jobs in many cases are to communicate with other women. So guess what they're going to write about today?
So it does seem like a campaign feel. Why do that here in North Carolina?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously it's a swing state. He came prepared with North Carolina specific points when he was talking about a teacher pay, for instance. He got this question about teacher pay.
Now, I'll tell you, my husband is a public school teacher. I'm a blogger. We make significantly more money on a mommy blog than he makes as a public school teacher.
And the president had some North Carolina points on hand just for that answer.
This used to be the state in which the promise of education was understood at the state government level. And, you know, the reason North Carolina did better economically than many of the other mid-Atlantic and southern states was because of the research triangle and the emphasis on education.
So he's definitely prepared with these North Carolina points. And or, as you mentioned, it's part of this week-long pitch. You know, on Monday, he was talking to local TV stations in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, South Dakota, and Maine. And I think what we're seeing here really is this is as Hillary Clinton has just announced her campaign, Marco Rubio has announced his campaign. So we're starting to see the presidential 2016 presidential election just begin. And I think that we saw part of that today.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
WFAE's Ben Bradford with coverage of the presidential visit to Uptown Charlotte today. And we'll have more follow-up tomorrow during Morning Edition.